at the gospel, Jesus being tested by one of the scribes, that is a scholar of the law, about the importance and priority of the commandments, he answered him with the words of the book of Deuteronomy. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. What does it mean to love God in this way? Surely it means that God should be our center. Our life should revolve around Him. He should be the first in our thoughts, actions, and hearts. It means that we must nurture our spiritual relationship with God through daily prayer, learning all that we can about Him, reading Scripture, and experiencing Him through the participation in the sacraments. And I like to insist in that word, experiencing Him and His love and compassion. Because love is not only a concept, love is an experience. We are called to love Him, to love God. And the reason to love Him is because He loved us first. And the reason to love Him, to love God, we found it in the second reading today, in the letter to the Hebrews. He sent His Son to be that high priest, that intercessor between us and God. And Jesus, being the high priest, is because He is the sacrifice Himself, and He is the great sign of love of God for us. Then we should love God because He loved us first and in a great way. But loving God means also another commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. As yourself. That part is very important. You are laughing, but it's very important, that part. Why is it very important? Because if we do not know how, we do not know how to love ourselves, how to understand ourselves, how to forgive ourselves, we are not able to love others. We are not able to understand others. We are not able to forgive others and to understand others. We may think that we can, but it is as you love yourself. So that part is very important. Sometimes we think that that is vain or selfish, to love ourselves. But no, if we do it for the glory of God and we take care of the creation, we are the creation of God. You and me, we are created by Him. And we are called to love His creation. In the same way, we must love others. And after all, this is not only a suggestion. This is a great commandment from God, to love others. And loving our neighbors is not just an idea. It requires action and commitment from us to love others. And it is a call for us to be able to go out of our comfort zone, because everybody has a zone that you feel comfortable. Your friends, your family, those around you. God is calling us to go farther, to look farther, to be able to do something for others, to be available to do something for others. And I say this is a commandment, but this is also an opportunity to serve God and to serve Jesus. And it's an opportunity to find sense in our life. When you can find something special and you can get the commitment to do it, you enjoy doing it and you find sense in your life. And then you're happy loving others, serving others. And it doesn't need to be something extraordinary or big, no. Just be kind to your neighbors. Just promote mutual respect. Don't talk about others. And if you do it, say bad, good things. Don't judge others. That is a sense of love, an expression of love and respect for others. And if we model our love after the Father's love, He is compelling us, as I say, to reach beyond our circle. Because God's love is unconditional. He does not offer His love only to a few. He loves everyone. Even those that we might think they are unlovable. He commanded us to love our neighbors, and it may include to love our enemies and to love even those who are different or think different from us. All races, religions, and nationalities. Nobody is excluded from the love of God. And therefore, we are included also and commanded to love everybody without exceptions. Last Sunday, at the end of Mass, somebody asked me, Father, you hadn't said nothing about elections, and they are coming. And I said, well, I will try. And I had to try today to say something. You know that the elections are coming. To participate and fulfill your civil duty to vote and to do it with a good discernment, it means to do your homework. Reading, researching, being conscious, and following your conscience. It is a concrete way to love God and to love others. We know that many people already have done the duty. Many already had voted. I had seen those signs in your chest. Those who had not yet done, please do it. It's our responsibility. And it's an expression of love to God and to others. Sometimes we find that following these commandments to love God and to love others is not always easy. But it is what is expected from us. And often it requires forgiveness and putting aside judgment to others. Fortunately, when we ask God, He provides the graces and the strength we need to put these commandments into action. Heavenly Father, strengthen our faith and generosity to love you and our neighbors without exclusions or partiality. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.